Time to Talk Day will take place next Thursday, the 4th of February. The aim is to get as many people as possible across England talking about mental health. By joining together on the day, we can break the silence that often surrounds mental health and show that talking about this once taboo issue doesn't need to be difficult. Well, joining me now to chat about Time to Talk Day is our very own Scott W and Wayne Banks. Welcome, chaps.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello. And we should say straight off that we were hoping to be joined by Mark Dale as well today, but he's had a bit of a mishap at home and he can't join us. I hope it all gets sorted out, Mark. I know you're listening, and keep warm.
Indeed. Yes.
Okay. Now, I think it's fair to say that you each use your own experience of mental health problems not only to help others, but also to campaign and end the stigma around mental health and to try and improve mental health services. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I think I can speak for Scott on this one. I think we use them to help our own mental health as well.
Yeah.
So the campaigning work, although can be a bit pressurised sometimes and put a lot of pressure on us individually, but you get a real feel that you've done something. And we've talked about this recently about purpose in your life.
Oh, absolutely.
It's
yes.
a really important one.
Yeah. So for anyone who might not know, can you tell us what you're involved in, Wayne?
From Time to Talk's point of view, I'm a Time to Talk champion, which means that I've signed up to try to remove the stigma around mental health in the community. Time to Talk Day has been set up over the last 3 years, and we've been lucky enough to be involved with Phoenix FM from the first one. The idea is to get as much information out there to the community, as not just the mental health community but the general population, about mental health not being something that we shouldn't be talking about.
Sure, but that's not all you do, is it? You're heavily involved with Fitness in Mind here.
A few other things, yeah.
A few other hats.
Yes. I've resigned from a lot of things
from
December. December I decided to take a bit of a break.
Fair
and
enough,
pass the baton on to other people. There's a lot of people that are doing some really, really important work out there, and it's not just about the individuals that do it.
I understand, and you probably won't like me saying this, but you're an award winner as well.
We worked it out yesterday. We were at the town hall yesterday getting a photo shoot for something else. We're now triple award winners.
So would you care to list them?
Gold. Well, personally, I am the civic award winner for 2015. And I can say this on air, I think I'm nominating Chicken and Frog for 2016.
Oh,
so
lovely.
get your votes in if you vote. I don't know what the procedure is. We're also physical activity project of the year and services to disability sports as well.
Wonderful. Well, it's well deserved, I think.
Thank you.
And you, Scott, you're a campaigner as well, and you're involved here in Phoenix.
Indeed, yes.
Just give us a brief rundown of what you're involved with.
Oh, blimey. I'm starting to be in Wayne's situation now. Too many hats on. Okay, I'll give it a go. I do. Obviously, we all do involved in mental health matters here on Phoenix. Also do volunteering with SEPT.
Yeah.
I do numerous other sort of independent projects as well. With they're various. They're too many to mention, to be honest. Right. Over the last two or three years,
Recovery College.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah,
really
that feels like that's been going on for a while. To be honest.
All right. Well, you're both well qualified to talk about Time to Talk Day. Then
so, qualified.
Yeah. Well. So come on then. What is the aim of Time to Talk Day?
From my point of view, I'd say to have fun around mental health.
Right.
It's a serious subject, and we all know that there are stories out there that are really touching and really thought-provoking, and we want to share those stories as well. But I personally like to put a little bit of a fun element into it so that the people who have mental health problems have an opportunity to show that they're normal, they're the same as everyone else, but they laugh as much as everyone else.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's going to actually be happening in our local area on Time to Talk Day?
I can talk about Brentwood. If Scott's gonna, usually for the last 3 years we've been working with Phoenix FM, and we've basically invaded your studio.
Lovely.
I think so 12 hours we come in.
It's War of the Worlds. Yeah. Yeah, 6 hours.
We might give you an indication of who's coming down, so I haven't done that. I've got to do that with Paul tonight. And every hour I think we have a number of people coming down. On Thursday next week we've got the Fitness in Mind Sporting Partners coming down. We have a team coming down from Barbell Girls, from Serene Fitness, and from Boqua, with Michelle.
Yep.
And Michelle's always talking about she wants to get back into fitness and she's struggling to do it. So this time we said we're going to invade her studio with personal instructors and get a program together with her live on the air.
Right.
And every month we will come back and we'll monitor how she's doing.
Fantastic.
So she's got no excuses. Then on Michelle's show, we also have the brilliant Mental Health Matters with the two of you joining. Yes. Michelle to be interviewed to show exactly what you've been doing. Yep. Over the last year, which is absolutely brilliant, getting the information out there to the local community. But to everyone else across, I think you're international now. I think you get a few international tweets as well.
Oh, so, yeah, just be careful about that.
And then I think we're on your show. And we have the health partners. So that's people like Therapy for You, the Brentwood Resource Centre, Health Watch, and I think someone from the CCG is coming down as well. So that's a clinical commissioning group who are responsible for services for mental health in the NHS in this area. And then who's after that?
So on the drive show with Keith Rogers, you've got Mike Diaper.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. That's the most important one of the day. And I forgot him. Oh, God, I hope he's not listening. So Fitness in Mind were awarded £380,000 for a three-year programme with Sports England. And Mike Diaper's in charge of the community programmes, one of the directors there at Sports England. And he's coming down to visit the centre to have a look at what we're doing, but also come on the radio with Jason Fergus, who's from Active Essex, Martin Cork, who's from Inspired Exchange, and our own Roger Davison, CEO from Brentwood Leisure Trust. And we're basically going to talk about partnership work and how sports and mental health are so interconnected but haven't really been promoted much by the sporting industry, so we're changing that.
Right, great. Yeah, well, that's next Thursday here on Phoenix FM, right from the breakfast show all the way through the daytime to the drive show. But what about outside of Phoenix FM? Are there other events going on around at the local area?
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, there's three other events that are going on. So we have at the Brentwood Centre, Fitness in Mind are running come and try sessions from 11 till 4, and that's netball, mixed martial arts, and something else. Oh,
right.
God, I'm rubbish at this,
aren't
I?
No, you're not. No, you're not. Fine, mate.
I'm supposed to be the PR person today. I think I'm being fired. So anyway, come down any time between 11 and 4, and there'll be an activity for you to do. There's also at the Spread Eagle between 11 and 4 again, we have some sign-ups for Therapy for You, which is the talking therapy, some information about what services are available. But also between 12 and 2, we've got some drop-ins. So that's the mental health pharmacist, David Heath, Jenny, who's the mental health employment specialist, but also primary care services such as Therapy for You, for anyone to have a chat about what services we provide and what we can do. And then we've got a sing-along between 2 and 4. Jack, who's the landlord at the Spready, has just got a new piano put in. And I don't think I've actually asked him yet, but if he's listening, Jack, can we come down between 2 and 4 and can you play some Knees Up Mother Brown songs? And we're going to try to bring some people from the Dementia Friendly Cafe down to make it a really entertaining
Sounds
program.
Sounds wonderful. It does.
And then at 5:30 till 7:30, we're at the Town Hall. and Brentwood Borough Council are hosting with the BBC.
Essex.
I think, yeah.
Essex.
I shouldn't say that. It's competition. Yeah. There's what we're calling a question time to talk.
Okay.
So it's a combination of question time and time to talk day, and it's a panel where all the audience members can come along. It's free tickets. They're all online at the moment, and I think we can put them on the website.
Well, what a great bunch of things going on. You could have a busy day that day, aren't you?
Yeah, I delegated.
Okay, well, look, we'll talk a little bit more about Time to Talk Day in a moment, but I want to try something out on you guys. Now, yesterday on Twitter, I made contact with a guy called Gavin Chappell Bates. After playing in various local bands, Gavin decided in 2014 to embark on a solo career. He released his first EP called Black Holes in February 2015, followed by a further singles. His biggest musical influence is the Manic Street Preachers. Other big influences are the Beatles, Feeder, Aerosmith, Buddy Holly, the Bee Gees, Smashing Pumpkins, and Our Lady Peace. Now, Gavin lived with depression, anxiety and self-harm for the majority of his teenage years and 20s. Music helped him to overcome this, and so he now loves sharing it with the world. He's a strong supporter of various mental health charities and awareness campaigns. And I'd like to play you the preview single from his album, which is due out in April, and just see what you think of it, really. This is Gavin Chappell Bates and a track called Refugee.
Great.
Take your love. Become a memory, another refugee. Take your breath from mine. Become the perfect crime, a stranger out of time.
Now, Time to Talk Day next Thursday. I think, Scott, you've got some more events for us that are happening just a little bit further afield.
Yes,
haven't you?
Yeah? Yes, I certainly do. There's going to be events going on in Basildon as well. They're going to have a market stall. I think they're calling it the Marketplace, which will take place in Basildon Library from 12:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon. That will include a Basildon Bake Off.
Whoa.
So there's a trophy for that as well. I've seen it. It's been on social media as well.
It's huge. Have you seen it? It's really good.
I've seen it in the flesh as well. It's good, yeah.
But
yeah,
is Mary Berry coming down?
Or it'd be great if she did. But
or Chuck Berry or anyone.
Chuck Berry doing the cooking. Yeah. Yeah, so we have that. And we've also, following the day itself, is a very important event at Basildon Forum. Have put together, which is a Q&A session with the mental health campaigner, Johnny Benjamin.
Oh, right, great.
Who we've talked about on MHM.
Yes, this is the guy on the bridge.
Yes,
this
is Stranger on the Bridge, yeah, that film, yeah, that's yeah. Right. So that'll be on Monday, February the 15th. That'll be from sort of late morning into early afternoon. If you'd like to know more about both of those events, you can contact Basildon Forum on Twitter at just Basildon Forum. So at Basildon Forum, or on email, which is basildonandsouthessexforum at outlook.com. So that's for Basildon.
Right.
For other areas as well, there are information stalls at Southend as well. I'm not quite sure if it's the Community College or Southend Forum, but I've heard about these in the last few days myself. And there's also a creative activity session taking place at the Community College in Southend on Saturday, February the 6th from 10 to 1. It's called Time to Talk and Space to Create.
Fantastic. Now, all these events, I mean, it's not just about talking, is it? It's about socialising, getting together, sharing experiences.
Yeah.
What a great idea. How long has this been going on now?
Well, the Time to Change campaign has been running for about 7 or 8 years, I think. Now. And strangely, when you compare it to other campaigns around health, so diabetes and cancer, who tend to get... you can get 20 to 30,000 people signing up in a day. For Time to Talk, for Time to Change, we had a slow start. So I think within the first 5 years, we only received about 40,000 people signing up. It's improved since then. And in the last year, we're finding that more and more people are talking openly about it.
Yeah.
And as you said before, it's not just about these events that are going on here. You can do it yourself. You can be at home and talk to the person on the phone, or be at school and talk to your teacher about it in a cafe, in a bar. It's about general conversations coming up.
Yeah, well, you've actually anticipated my next question.
Oh, sorry.
Which is
psyche.
That's fine. I mean, you know, the average person out there might say, I would like to take part in Time to Talk Day. What can I do?
Well, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, as Wayne just said there are events, but I think people get sort of bogged down by the big events. I mean, it's like... There are loads in London as well, but it's, as you say, don't get bogged down by the big events. You yourself can make a difference.
Just have a conversation with
someone. Well, exactly. Yeah. It could be something as simple as that, absolutely.
And you can go onto the website. The website's time-to-change, which I wish they'd change that because that's too long, .org.uk / time to talk.
Yeah, I think it might be more underscores than that.
Something like that, anyway.
Google it.
and that gives you information about how to start your own set conversations, and gives you some prompts. They're classified as conversation starters. How do you start a conversation about mental health? It can be difficult. These resources are there online to help you do that. Yeah. And I think in the future, what we want to do is something like they do with Macmillan Coffee Mornings. Everyone does those.
Yeah.
Every workplace does those. Every cafe, every bar, everyone gets involved in somewhere. We want that for mental health as well.
Yeah. I mean, there's something else along with that, which is, of course, mental health first aid.
Yes.
I mean, down the line, it would be great if a lot of individuals and organisations promoted mental health first aid and people were qualified in that. So
yeah,
that's another thing to talk
about. I mean, these are courses that are available, and I think a lot of them are free, aren't they? Where you can actually learn how to kind of monitor someone to
support them,
and support them, and to be able to identify someone who's going through a crisis.
Signs and symptoms of mental health distress. And it's how you signpost someone. So you're not necessarily there to support them directly. You may be there just to say, look, you might need to go and see your doctor, or Samaritans are available. But it's given those people a little bit of a conversation starter again to say, there is support out there for you.
Yeah. It's encouragement, isn't it?
Yes.
That's really what it is.
And Leslie Bailey, who was on last year's Time to Talk Day, gives the courses across Essex. And I know that there's a course that Mark is running over in Basildon.
Yeah.
And I think there's some youth courses coming up as well. From April, Fitness in Mind will also be running every 3 months. We're offering free... mental health first aid courses to anyone that wants to come along.
Right,
so that's for the next 3 years in Brentwood. You've got access to these courses if you want to.
Fantastic. Well, guys, what a busy day it's going to be next week.
Yeah, well, the other thing as well, I'll be here as well.
I was just going to say that. Scott is going to be up at the crack of dawn. He'll be in, starting on the breakfast show, going all through the day. He'll here in Phoenix FM, sort of marshalling everybody in and out and looking after everybody.
Well,
not quite a
breakfast show, but
no,
it'll be probably from Eat My Brunch.
All right, you want to lie in, yeah, we know.
Couldn't you set him up on the sofa? here the night before. He's ready for it then.
Sleep here overnight, yeah. Yes.
Well, I'm very, very grateful to you guys for coming in and giving us this little preview of Time to Talk Day next week. I hope it's a roaring success. I'm sure it will be. And what a fantastic event, eh? Really, really good.
Thank you.
But both of you, basically, keep up the great work you're doing. Very good. Okay. All right, well, we'll see you next Thursday.
See you next week.
Cheers.
Indeed.